so unfair, and it feels like heaven so far away, and it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Well, hello there.
Hey.
It's Wicked Wednesday.
It is Wicked Wednesday.
Welcome to Wicked Paranormal on a Wicked Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, my throat. What a time. There we go. There. Much better.
Good. Okay. So here we are. We've made it to Wednesday.
Thank God.
We're over the hump.
Hump day.
Yep. We did that. Let's see, anything ghostly going on in your home?
In my hut?
I was going to say home, and then it came out. Home?
Did we talk about the voice? Oh, no, we did talk about that, but there was that little flash thing.
Oh, the flash.
Like a little archy thing that then lit up, remember?
Yeah.
Yes, so we were sitting in the recliner in my family room and across the, looking at the TV, watching the game. And in between me and the recliner is the ceiling fan. And saw like this arching, thing. Like if a bug hit the ceiling fan, how you would arch from being hit by the blade. But then after about a foot, it kind of made like a zap, like an electrical sound, like a sound,
okay.
And lit up red.
Oh.
And continued the arc and then vanished. But yeah, it got about, so it made, like, I guess, more of a tick than a zip sound, but it was more like a, that electrical sound?
Yeah.
When something kind of sparks. So it sounded like that. Yeah, so that was weird. And, then I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not, but the voice that said, yeah, we did. That said, seriously.
Yep.
Yep. Nothing else that I've noticed. Heard a noise last night, but it wasn't. I don't know what that was. So I'm not going to say it was paranormal. But so what about you?
Well, I have debunked the voice that I kept hearing.
Is this a TV people voice?
Yeah. And I don't know if we talked about it on air or I don't know. But yeah, I kept hearing this voice and it didn't happen all the time. Like, I heard it once last week, I think. And then.
Yeah, while you were working, right?
Yeah. And to the point where I asked Zach, I'm like, do you have TV on somewhere? Are you like, what's happening? And he was like, no, I don't have anything on. TV was off. Game was off. It happened again today. And he was cleaning his aquarium. And I'm like, I went in his room. TV's off. Like, the game is on, but it's not, it's not, nothing's
not loud.
And it would have been plugged into his headphones, but I guess maybe you could still hear if the headphones aren't on. I don't know. Anyway, but he was in the back room and I kept hearing it. And then he was like, I don't hear what you're talking about. And I'm like,
you're crazy, Mom.
I'm going insane. I keep hearing this woman's voice. Like, what is happening? And then he's like, I don't hear anything. He's walking around listening. He's like, I don't hear what you're talking about. So then I felt crazy. And then it happened again. and he heard it and he figured out what it was.
Oh, like immediately.
It was a, he had it back there. So he actually heard it. It's a speaker he has. And it was saying like to connect, but it's this woman's voice. But, you know, he had it wherever he had it. And so it, it sounded like a faint TV people. Yeah. It was TV people.
Congratulations.
Wi-Fi.
See, that's what makes like a good investigator, though. Is to, you have these cool stories and then you find out, holy shit, it was just a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
But to come out and say.
I mean, I was starting to think, like, is something coming through? Like, I'm went in there and stood next to mine because I have music playing, but it was, you know, like Morgan Wallen. It didn't sound anything like this woman's voice. You know, it was nothing. It was not part of the song. It was, you know, so I'm like, so I went and stood next to the speaker. Like, am I hearing voices coming through the speaker? Like, totally freaking out. This is like some weird, like, Stranger Things is happening. Like, what's going on? Have I somehow opened some sort of weird vortex? I don't know. But yeah, it was just a Bluetooth speaker. So,
good. Awesome.
We're safe, awesome. Kids.
So now we can just figure out portals. The forks that vibrate or, like, somehow Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's not, that doesn't have anything to do with that. And the dishwasher turning on,
yeah.
That's not anything to do with that either.
But. What y'all do is just keep a dishwasher pod in the dishwasher. Like, as soon as you empty it and you start refilling it, drop your pod in there. That way, if it turns it on, it'll actually wash your dishes.
Yeah, that's true. Just in case.
That's handy.
Just in case pod in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just rude. Just if you're going to turn it on, at least wash something. I didn't even really think there was anything in there. Maybe like two or three things. So then I would be mad that you like wasted water for three plates. So we're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah, really.
You know, I do have to say, because, you know, I always have to tell you something ridiculous. Not always, but mostly.
And they're usually ridiculous. So
this one's really ridiculous. But I've lived here for almost 8 years. And I've had the same dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized today.
Really?
That there's a green light that comes on to tell you that they're clean.
So until now, it was just...
I didn't pay any attention, I guess.
Oh, that's hilarious. But if you leave it open too long, the green light goes off, right?
Yeah, because I think once you open it and you pop that, you know, it pops that thing open or whatever, at least mine does, it pops a little lid or whatever, makes that sound. I think you're screwed at that point. You won't remember that it's clean. And then somebody will put...
Yeah, nerdy dish. I think that light ought to stay off.
It should, until you...
Yeah.
Well, then...
Until you start it. Oh, yeah, it would say clean then, wouldn't it?
You would want it to not say clean until you unloaded it
completely. Maybe there's sensors, and as soon as it senses all the stuff's out of the...
This dishwasher is at least... I mean, it was new when I moved in, so it's like... But still, it's an old dishwasher. It doesn't have all that.
Yeah, Dad's, I can't figure out. His has all the controls, like, you can't see anything on the face of it. It's just, like, one, I mean, it's like the not solid state. What's that called? The aluminum or the brushed aluminum?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like top to bottom. That once you open it in the top of the door,
stainless.
That's it.
Okay.
In the top of the door, that piece at the top of the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like once a piece of bread. It.
You know. Yeah, that's where all the controls are.
So you have to open it to get to the controls.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird, but yeah, there was one time where I tried to stop it and then restart it, and because I found another dish or something out of his place.
Sure you got it.
Yeah, I was like, Dad, you need to fix your dishwasher.
Okay. See,
here my 85-year-old dad has to come out and show me how to do the technical stuff on his dishwasher. Yet he calls me about, you know, how to wire this or set up his Alexa lights or...
Well, that's different.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't figure out a dishwasher.
That's different. Some of these newfangled washing machines.
Yeah.
They're a little complicated too.
Are your washing machines like front load?
No, my washing machine's like a top load.
Yeah, that's what I have, like old.
Yeah, but they work.
Yeah.
And they don't get a weird smell in them because some of those weird, the front loaders, I think, don't they get an odor after a while?
Yeah, stuff? You have to get like a thing for them.
Yeah, you have to like.
Probably do everybody it. Out there listening has those and they're like, shut the fuck up. It's not that bad. You loser with your top loading washing machine.
Hey, it cleans my clothes. And it works, and I'm grateful to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I think my washing machine's like almost 20 years old. And my dryer, I bought them as a pair back like when Chandler was being born, right in there. And my dryer went out, and a friend at the church was like, well, we're getting brand new dryers, washer and dryer, probably front load. Do you want this old dryer? And it was like old at the time. I was like, yeah, just until I get enough money to, you know, get a dryer.
But it worked.
It's still working.
So like, they don't 30 make years like that old. Anymore. They don't make anything like that anymore.
I'm like, oh my God, why would I want to?
You can still have those vintage refrigerators that work.
Those are cool though.
They are so cool.
Just don't get the ones with the latch. Although those are like super cool. Those are the ones that people would get trapped in.
What?
You don't remember them with the latch?
No. What?
Yeah, they used to have like a, if you're looking at the it's front like of the long refrigerator. Latch? Yeah. Well, ish. They would have like a chrome piece that would come across in the middle.
You pull out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in kind of like what's in a restaurant.
But how the hell do you get trapped in there?
Because if you open it, you got to pull on the latch to open it. And if you went in it and it closed, it latched shut.
Oh, shit.
So that's how people would get stuck in freezers and refrigerators.
That's horrifying. I guess
so especially if you're like exploring in an old junkyard and you're like.
Don't get in it. I mean, well, first of all, why? Why?
Oh, don't you think at like 8 or 10 or 12, you and like your gang of friends would just love running through the junkyard?
Yeah, I mean.
Not a dump. That would be bad. But like where Fat Albert hung out.
Okay.
You know, where
refrigerators
and watch machines and cars and.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess you don't think about that.
As and they climb in them and it latches
shut. Can I get stuck in my refrigerator now?
No. Oh no, you're little though. You might. But you ever notice how hard they are to reopen? Yeah. Right after you close it, and then you're like, oh shit, I forgot to put the butter in there.
That's when it would happen.
Yeah, then you're stuck for a minute. And just don't panic. Wait a second.
I mean, I'm not thinking about getting in my fridge, y'all. I'm just like hypothetically thinking like
it Amy's could be hiding hard. In the crisper drawer. Get out of the crisper drawer. Wow.
Well,
it'd be chilly though. It's like that commercial about the unofficial air conditioner.
Sometimes it would be nice to just get in the refrigerator and cool off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be nice. Like they should make a walk-in. I should have a walk-in.
That would be cool.
And then you can go in there to cool off. But those are scary too. You could get locked in one of those, but most of them have they a have little like that push button. Though. Yeah, that round thing. So, that's scary. I'm glad I don't work in a restaurant anymore because then I would be worried.
We had a huge freezer when I did the seafood distribution. It was like 3 stories in there. And it was like, I forget, it was like below, like 10 below in there.
You could get stuck in there.
But.
And you would freeze to death.
Yeah, we'd spend hours in there working.
You could have that.
You'd have forklifts driving around in it and everything.
And you could have the, like sloth's furnace.
Yeah.
Hot. So you get the freeze or the hot. I don't know.
Yeah. Coolest thing I ever did in that freezer though was I went to the coffee machine and got a cup full of the boiling water.
Uh-huh.
What'd you think I was going with that?
I wasn't sure. I never know. I'm just curious. But, okay, continue.
I took a thing of the boiling water, you know, like you make tea or whatever with. I'd say boiling, but it's like super hot.
Yeah.
Go into the freezer and throw it up. And as soon as it hits the air, it turns like snow.
So you have coffee snow?
No, it's just water. I never tried it with coffee. That'd be kind of cool. And then you could eat it.
Yeah. But then we'll be a little fishy too. Fishy, fishy. But yeah, if you didn't do fishy. It. Remember that commercial? Wasn't there a commercial like that? Or did I just make that up?
Dream that.
I don't know.
Fishy.
Maybe it's
maybe that, it was something.
What's that called? Now my brain can't even think of it. You know, things that you think really happened or names of things that you thought were really, but it was a totally different name. What's that called? Help me.
Or there's like the, now I say Mandalorian.
That you're close.
It's Mandela effect. Now, didn't they say though that Jif peanut butter?
Let's bring our guest on because let's talk about this with our two.
But Jiffy, they said it's not Jif. It wasn't Jiffy. It was Jif. But I saw a movie today and he had Jiffy peanut butter.
Jiffy.
So I'm like, they fucked that up when they changed everything. They forgot about the dude in the movie with Jiffy peanut
butter. Yeah, like if it had, I don't know, some weird things like the Berenstain Bear thing.
And that Sex kind of in the City and Sex and the City.
It's Sex in the City.
No, Sex and the City. It wouldn't have been near as popular if it was called Sex and the City.
No.
Because people would be like, what? Sex and the City.
That sounds lame.
Sex and the City sounds like, well, sure.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah, no. Look.
Anyway, we can bring her on now because she's one of our favorite people in the whole wide world.
Yes. Tonight, we have Teresa Fikes with us. We are so excited. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Hello, Teresa. You're fancy.
You're the other half of Web Paranormal. You're the founder. One of the founders, correct? We all founded together?
Yes, a trio.
A trio. Huh. That is nice. Good thing.
Yes, there are.
Yes.
Good things come in threes.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Yeah, it's Mia Stan and Shawana Coleman.
Cool. When did y'all find it?
When do we found it?
Thank you.
I think it was in 2015.
That's cool.
What happened was, is I was at home and I was looking online, I was looking on Craigslist, and I seen an ad that said they were looking for paranormal investigators. And I thought, wow, that was what me and Stan had been talking about, but didn't have the nerve to start it ourselves at the time. So I sent him a text message at work and sent the link over there. And when he got home, he applied. And the guy interviewed us, and we were on his team, and we thought, wow, this is really cool. And then later, Shawana also seen the ad, and she replied, and he got her on the team as well, and that's how we met. And then he decided that he didn't want to be a team anymore. So just left us out in the cold, and we're like, wondering what we're going to do now. So we just decided to go ahead with our own plans and created our own team.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're also an author.
Yes.
How many, we were trying to find them all. We had pulled up Amazon and we were trying to find, how many books have you written?
Over 20.
Wow.
Dang, girl.
They're all different kinds. I mean, they're like cookbooks, and they're some health related books. There's some romance books. There's paranormal books. There's survival books.
Yeah, and prepping.
Yes.
And how to can the chicken.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I do that quite often. My daughter and my grandson just came over today and robbed us.
Really?
Yes. We have 6 children, and they all come over and rob our pantry.
Well, I'm sure you prepare for that as you're canning.
We have to make double because they'll steal.
Well, yeah. I was trying to give my daughter a peach jam, and she kept saying, no, I want jelly. I want the jam. I said, but you ate it all. That's all I have left.
Yep. Yep, yep. And if you're not from the country or used to canned meat that's, you know, in the jars, I would bring home canned, you know, just about anything meat-wise. Well, anything canned, but the meat, anybody that saw that in my pantry that wasn't used to that kind of thing, they're like, oh my gosh, what is that? It's like, that's like canned beef or canned chicken.
You see canned like, sausage.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Sausage would look really weird in the jar.
Yep. Yeah, it really would. That's awesome.
And Stan wants me to can some Peter pepper.
Oh, yeah, why not?
A Peter pepper?
Yeah, how many Peter peppers can Peter Piper pick?
He said that would be a great idea to look at the jar and see Peter pepper in it.
Yeah, canned Peter pepper. And see, now I can't even say
it. I'm saying it all wrong.
Yeah. That's kind of the point.
I did try. Look, one time we found a really great deal. Somebody had overstocked on hot dogs, and they were 25 cents a pack. And I'm thinking, I don't have enough room in my freezer, so I'm going to can them. Yeah, they didn't taste good. They were eatable. Yeah, that's definitely hard. But not real good.
Yeah, canned hot dogs, that'd be kind of weird.
That'd be like Vienna sausages.
Yeah, that's kind of what the texture was. But the spices was really strong after you can them.
It probably soaks right into it. Like
it does. It does.
Yeah, because it moisturizes
it. And
there,
if it's getting soft like that, yeah.
It swells up and gets kind of mushy. And but now I've been trying to pickle them. So I've pickled those little smoky sausage, Polish sausage. I've did the kielbasa sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I have even pickled cold cuts.
You know the red hot pickled sausage? Is that what kind of what they taste like when they're done?
Yes.
That wouldn't be too bad.
I have a question for you. Okay. So my stepmother, she makes them, but I believe that it's a recipe passed down from her mom. And it's red hot pickles. I have never heard of such a thing, but it involves red hots.
It's an Alabama cucumber pickle.
Red
cinnamon pickles. Yeah, they call them Christmas pickles too.
Yeah.
But they taste like candy. I can't have them here. Stan will eat them up.
Really? I've never had one.
Oh, it's just like eating candy.
No way.
It's a weird, you don't, it's the taste. It's a, I don't know.
So could you do it? Did you like them?
She brought me a jar of them. Maybe she'll make them this year.
I did.
But she brought me a jar of them when Haley was born. To the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And so now I kind of think, you know, it's kind of nice. Like, it, you know, it's
so in the
Christmas pickle. It was just, you know, I didn't actually get, I wasn't, I spent most of my life in the South, but I didn't grow up here with those kinds of.
But I mean, but even if you grow up here, but you grow up like where we're at now, the experience would be completely different than like when I would be on the farm for, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. Cause
right.
You know, here even. You
Teresa
know, older
gets
people,
to hug chickens.
She does get to hug chickens.
I do. And I have bunnies and I have quail and ducks. I love them ducks. Ducks eat the snakes.
Oh,
I love them ducks.
Yeah.
I didn't know you have snakes.
Yeah, we have a huge problem here with copperheads, and Stan was moving some of that black tarp like you put over your garden area, and there was little baby ones everywhere under there, and the ducks just came and were slurping them up like spaghetti.
No way.
Wow.
How cool. So if we came to visit, could how many of those could Amy hug? Not the snakes.
Not the snakes. I'm not hugging any snakes. I can hug ducks. Can you hug the ducks?
You can, the baby ones.
Not the big ones. They don't care for that.
No, that's kind of heavy. It's like the drake is like a small turkey.
It's like baby bugs.
Baby bugs like a small turkey.
My orange cat is like a small
turkey. That
is
a big cat, though. I'll give you that. That's a big cat.
Here's the problem, though. We have this thing in the house that might not like you. Doesn't like anybody but Stan.
Well, what's in your house that doesn't like anybody but Stan?
It is a cat. And Stan ran over it when it was a baby and squished it down into the mud puddle. And he got out because he seen the mud was moving. And he didn't know what it was until it meowed at him.
Oh.
So he saved it. So that's his cat, and anybody that comes in the house, it attacks.
Wow. Really? Even you?
Well, I can come in the house, but I'm watching her.
My eye on you. Oh, that's awesome.
I had a black cat like that. His name was Oscar. He liked me. He never hurt me. But everybody knew to walk way around him because he would probably reach out and slap you.
Yeah.
Just because.
I had a friend that had a squirrel.
This cat brings blood.
Oh, no. That squirrel would pee on people. It's caged inside the door, and if it didn't know you, it would
just pee on you.
It's like, kind of like a monkey would pee on you.
Oh, no. I don't like monkeys, so maybe now I don't like squirrels either.
So
they do wave their tail at me.
I never got peed on, but I thought it was funny. So,
ew.
Yeah.
But see, like I said, we have 6 children, 4 boys and 2 girls. And Stan and the 2 girls would bring home any stray that they found. Didn't care what it was. It was coming home. But now our son Daniel, he brought the snakes in.
Yeah, that was
a big snake person.
And my dad's mortified of snakes. And I brought home, it was probably a 2-foot garter snake. And not poisonous. And, you know, he knows his snakes. But, yeah, it got out of the cage. Yeah, my dad was not a happy camper for about a week.
Snakes are scary.
Then we found it in the garden.
Let me tell you, this is one horrific night that happened. We had been over at our daughter's house, and then we went to the son's house, and we was out late. And then we come home, and Stan was checking on the puppies and the dogs and stuff, and I had to really go to the bathroom. So I just went into the house, didn't even bother to turn on the light, ran through the bedroom, and I thought, when I run by the window to the bathroom, I thought, Stan's done hung up his belt or something on the window shade. And I thought, wait a minute. I backed up. I didn't make it to the bathroom. I backed up and I looked at it and I flipped on my phone light and it moved. And I went running back out of the house screaming, snake. And Stan says, oh, no, she didn't say that in the house. No. And we had this little black Pomeranian that was very aggressive, and he's very scared of everybody. And he was a rescue that we had, and I couldn't touch him or anything without him biting. And so Stan came running in the house, and he says, this snake was in the bedroom now. And he shut the bedroom door, and I went back out, and I was supposed to call my daughter and let her know we was here, we was okay. And I was on the phone with her, and I heard this cussing coming from the bedroom. And then I heard the pistol going off. And I screamed when he shot that pistol. And I jumped up on the couch. And then he shot again. I screamed again. And then something hit me in the back. And I realized it was that black Pomeranian. And my daughter says, "Oh, my God, who is shooting?" And I said, "Your daddy is." She says, "What is he doing?" She says, "Do I need to come over there and bring my gun, too?" And I'm like, "No, he's got it under control." She says, "Who's in your house?" And I told her it was a snake. And Stan came out of the house, out of the bedroom, with the snake towards me. Now he says, "I saved you." Oh, got big holes all in the floor and the walls, but he
saved us. Look, the snake's dead.
Yep, the snake was dead. It was about 7 foot long.
Gee whiz.
Good God. How the hell did it get in? That's what I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
And how do you keep that from happening
again? Yeah. Going forward, how do we keep this from happening again?
Lesson learned. Thank you, universe. Lesson learned. Now, how do I stop it?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know how it got in, but I know that Stan has some holes to fix later.
Yeah. That's awesome. My luck, I'd do that and I'd hit like the water pipe.
Yeah, could have been worse.
He shot through and we have a faucet outside the window of the bedroom there. And I had a big pan that I put out for the dogs to get in and cool off, you know. And I just kept it, that faucet dripping. And I went outside the next day to see if the water was out there for the outside dogs, you know, and it was empty. And I realized he had shot through the floor into that pan and put a hole in it.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, snake's dead though.
Yeah.
Snake's dead. Oh my. What kind of a snake was it?
A black one's all I know.
Black and know, scary.
Black. Long and black. I think he called it a rat snake or something.
Do they bite?
Rats. Yeah, it struck at Stan. That's why he was cussing, decided he'd just shoot him because he was going to pick him up, just put him outside.
Yeah. But he said, nope. All right,
you tried to get me.
You had your chance.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you. Now you have to die.
That's scary. That's awesome. Do you have a lot of chickens right now?
Yes. I don't know how many exactly, but I have all different kinds.
Oh.
I have some Ceramas. That's the kind that you need, Amy. They only weigh about 8 to 9 ounces.
Yes.
So we call them a cup of chicken soup because by the time you dress them out, that's all you have enough meat for is a cup of soup.
Oh, see, when you said dress them out, I was like picturing putting
clothes on them, get out.
Oh, and then Stan,
like, no, and I was like, them. Oh, he's gonna eat them. Oh, I'm like putting clothes on them and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
This is the cutest thing ever.
No joke. We had a turkey that weighed about 60 pounds and I put a leash on it, walked it up and down the street.
Get out.
That was our pet turkey. Yeah.
Did you eat the pet turkey?
I did not. The neighbor's dogs got to it.
Wow.
Yep.
My son has a friend he visits to, and they have a farm. I've told Stan about it. They do sell certain kinds of chickens and eggs, but they have an egg delivery service. But I got to go there, and I got to hug chickens, and I got to some don't like to be hugged. But I try. There was baby pigs.
Baby pigs. Did you hug any baby pigs?
No, they were really dirty. And I wasn't wearing the right shirt for that.
I had a baby pig.
I mean, I would have had I been in a different shirt, but I couldn't, I was not wearing a pig hugging shirt. So. Yeah. But chickens, yes. I did hug some. There was, but the babies, oh my God, the babies holding those little baby chicks. Oh my God. And I could just picture them. Like I could take all kinds of pictures and I could make you some little tiny furniture and I could like, I could make TikTok videos. And I'm like, wow, Amy, you should maybe get another hobby that doesn't involve dressing up chickens. But
well, and still, give you some furniture.
Well, we also hatch out quail eggs and they're like the size of dimes when they hatch out.
Really?
That, really?
Oh.
That's teeny.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Quail is not so good to eat. I mean, you have to eat a lot of them to get any kind of...
It was so weird. When I was growing up, my mom was trying to figure out something creative to do, and my dad was a hunter, so he brought home quail. So she cut it up like a chicken. And I'm like, wow, look at that little old, tiny drum leg.
Wow.
I gotta need a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But she had it all laid out on a pan where she had baked it, you know, but she had cut it up like she was cutting up a chicken.
Yeah, you have to eat like five of them. I mean...
Or like 60 of those little chickens.
60. Yeah. And I was thinking, wow, we broke. We got no money for no food, and that's all we get.
One tiny little leg.
Yeah, that's it.
Quail.
Better be eating a lot of peas and butter beans.
They're really bony, too. They have a lot of bones in them. Really? I guess because they don't really have any meat, so I guess like,
they probably be about just, the same.
It's just a carcass.
You just like, get more in each bite, I guess.
I said, no, I'm not a fan. I don't think if it wasn't like the end of times or zombie apocalypse,
you don't need quail.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to choose.
Do you eat bear?
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 Bear.
I've never had bear, but I would try it. Hell yeah, I would try it.
It's very strong.
Oh.
Stan brought some home, and it's very strong flavored, and it's very, very greasy. I don't like it.
I've heard it was really greasy.
Uh-uh. Now, see, my daughter...
Is it strong? Does it have like a smell?
It's a strong, gamey taste.
Oh, no. Nope.
It's really
dark.
Can be really, venison can be really gamey or it can be really not, depending on how you prepare it.
Yeah.
Is bear something that no matter what, it's going to be gamey?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
So you just can't make it right.
Now, see, Stan is a butcher, and he's also a vivid hunter as well. And so when he brought home a deer one time, and I thought, now this is going to get us in trouble because he's skinning outside, got rid of all that stuff. Then he brought the carcass inside and put it on my kitchen table, and there was like blood dripping all over the floor.
Oh, my God.
And he was cutting it up, and he had blood all over him, and I'm thinking, I hope nobody comes to visit at this time. They're going to think we've done something terrible. But then he put that, he put it filled with ice, and then he put that out on the front porch, and I'm thinking, that's a leg of deer, but it looks like a leg of something else in there. But you know what? All the dogs in the neighborhood came to our house that time. Yeah. I told him we got to get the deer off the porch because he soaks it and he changes out that water. And then the last soak is in Coca-Cola.
Really?
Coca-Cola does never. The drinking. Yep.
Now,
and it can't be the cheap stuff. It has to be the actual brand Coca-Cola because of the acid in it.
Yeah. I don't know. My mom served deer one time at a dinner party that they had, and they didn't tell anybody it was deer. And mom used to make venison stroganoff that was like unbelievable, but you couldn't tell it from beef. It was just really, it was really tender. And it had, I mean, it had a nice taste, but you really couldn't tell, especially in the stroganoff, that it wasn't beef. And yeah, they got in so much trouble because somebody was like, what's the recipe for this? And they're like, you know, we're just serve this. And they got mad that when you serve something to guests, you need to tell them what the recipe is. So finally, Dad was like, you know, well, it's venison. And it, oh my God, you tricked us into eating Bambi, and left and was pissed.
Wow.
never talked to him again. And it was like, oh my gosh, if you liked it,
wow.
You know, you, yes, you may have been tricked, but you just realized that you like something.
Yeah. So enjoy it.
Yeah. 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 So that's crazy. That's crazy.
Do you have a book about herbs, like that you can, you and I have talked about it a couple times, but like what things are good and
I'm working on it. I don't have it out yet, but I am working on one, but I am still learning so much. And my mom is just watching because she says she didn't know this stuff growing up, but I had to learn, you know, it because different situations happened. I had to learn how to feed my children. And I'm going to tell you, I had a car accident that put me out of work for a while. And a friend of ours would come over and he would hunt for us. And the first time he did that, he had two squirrels and I didn't know how to clean them. And I didn't have any food. My power was turned off and I had four little children to feed and didn't know what to do. I couldn't apply for food stamps or any kind of public assistance because I had a job but was released because I wasn't able to get to work anymore because of the accident. I had to have reconstructive surgery on my mouth and due to the car accident. And so he would come over and he would hunt and he would take us out into the woods and show us what plants we could eat.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, I started looking at that friend a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like my hero after that, because he showed us how to survive. And so I just decided to marry him one day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? Yes. Oh, how cool is that?
And so we would take trips as a family, his two boys and my four kids, and we would all go out and we would forage for food. And he taught all the kids how to hunt and everything. So
dude, that is the coolest story ever.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, like, that's the sweetest. I love y'all.
Yeah, now we know why they feel like family.
Yeah, y'all are.
Well, not feel like, they are.
Well, Teresa had to save my ass in Alabama, you know, which I'm forever grateful for. Driven all this way and I had no hotel room when I got there. And I was like, what?
You were stranded.
What is happening? And I know, like, where y'all were, there was, like, hardly any cell signal. There's, like, if you're at Cahaba, there is nothing.
You have to just stand in the dirt road and hold your phone up high and your leg out to get a signal.
And, yeah, and stick your tongue out just a little bit to the side. And yes, maybe you can make a call. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm so screwed right now. We're just going to have to sit here and, like, car full of grumpy people. And I was like, oh, Lord. But here you came with this white light, and you just came and you saved me. Yeah, it turns out my reservation wasn't made in my name. It was made in Stan's name. And Stan already had a room.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it worked out, you know, and here we are.
And here we are.
And, you know, I'm super excited that y'all are going to bring back Cahaba. I love that.
Yes.
That's.
We had a great meeting the other day with Miss Linda, and there's going to be a lot of exciting stuff going on at Cahaba this year.
Mm-hmm. And y'all are doing, is that where y'all are doing two nights or two different weekends?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Two different weekends, the second and the third weekend of October.
Yeah. So, and you don't.
I just hope that we can get out in time to go to the food truck, because we didn't eat for most of the day because we're running around doing stuff. And then we missed the food truck.
Because
he kept saying that he would stay until the event was over and give all of us a chance to get something to eat. And everything in town was closed. Okay, I learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Make sure we have snacks. Why I always have snacks.
Now, that first time we went, me and Shawana had a little blue pickup truck, and me and Shawana put ice chests and boxes full of chips and cookies and whatever. And then they told us about the bears, and me and Shawana was standing at the tailgate eating. And I'm saying, you know, we got this food out. The bears is going to smell it. We're standing here at the truck. It's just like, I'm getting inside. She left me.
That's hilarious. My only experience with a bear was probably one of the fun. Well, it was started off scary, but it ended with the funniest thing. Because I grew up with a guy, Sean. And we knew each other since like early middle school and into college. And he would come up to my college and we would pack the truck up. And, you know, he and I and some girls would go camping. And up during Thanksgiving, we took some girls camping and took them home. But we decided we wanted to go camping one more night. And I had my truck decked out to where there was like the camper shell, but we had built in the back where it was all woodened out inside the bed. So you would have like storage units going down the side, and then the bed of the truck or the bed was wood, and you had a double layer where you could put a thing of wood across the top.
Yeah.
So you could pack underneath this wooden platform. And so we would unzip sleeping bags and lay them on top of that. And you could lay on that on a pillow and talk to the people that were driving as they were driving. Does that make sense? Can you see that? So it's like two tier. All your camping gear and your cooking gear and your food was underneath in the bed. But then up above that was like a wooden platform where you could sleep.
So you're sleeping over the bear food.
Yes. So we decided that we would take them back to go, you know, after camping, but we wanted to go camping one more night. And we got back. We used to camp in this super remote place. And we got there a little bit late.
Why would you not put the food inside the cab?
Well, it was
so
in
you
the,
can't smell it.
It was in the back. So it was kind of.
Yeah, but you're sleeping over it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hindsight. Go ahead. 2020.
Okay, sorry.
So we decided that we got there too late to set up the tent. So we just dropped the tailgate and I laid there putting the stove on the tailgate and I cooked laying above the stove cooking.
He said, come on.
And we ate and then we packed the food back up under us and packed the stove back up under us and shut back up the truck and went to bed. And we were about to fall asleep and you kept hearing something right beside the truck. I'm like, fuck, we put the food in. It's back here with us. See, so I learned that.
Yeah.
And and about the time, because my camper shell had those those plastic bubble windows. And so about the time he said, you know, he could just reach right through that plastic window. And about that time outside, you hear, it was the bear right beside the truck.
That sounded like a donkey.
It was a donkey bear. Shut up.
Okay.
He got enough flack in high school. Shut up.
So you got a little scared.
Yeah. And so we're trying, but we had moved stuff to the cab of the truck so we'd have room to sleep. So I tell him to climb. I tell him to climb through the crawl through and start handing stuff back. So he got halfway through the crawl through, and I grabbed him at the waist and growled real loud. Oh yeah, it scared the shit out of him.
You're lucky he didn't poop in your face.
Yeah, we might have. But I mean, this is the guy that would call you to come over to his house, and then he'd hide behind the shrubs. When you got like near his house, he'd jump out and scare you. Yeah. So I got him back in a big bad way. But we need to probably take a, if Stan's right there.
No, we're too late for, we've already gone.
We started 15 minutes late though. So we're right at. Oh no, Teresa, yell at Stan and ask him if we can do a break.
This quick one.
Just a quick one, just so Amy can pee.
It's past my time.
It's past your time for pee. Good night. The internet was like, this show sucks, just shut off.
Amy wants in a jar.
Are we back on?
I don't know.
Well, then hopefully everybody
missed my full episode of
Spilling. I'll know in a minute because he'll come in here. This is where our internet is in here where I'm at, so. Oh, it says internet restored. I hope so.
So we may be back on. Go pee. I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Are you looking for web design, press releases, blog posts, product descriptions, academic writing,
to cheat in class,
social media marketing, and even logo design? Don't worry, there's a lot more, but I'm not going to list them right here. You need to visit Arden Marketing Enterprises at arden-ent.com. That's arden-ent.com. Or if you would like to speak personally to the owner of Arden Marketing Enterprises, call Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Again, Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Get on it.
Have you thought about becoming a published author? Don't have time around work, school, or family? Let us do the work for you. Save time by allowing eWriter resources to work for you. You deserve the best online writing services available. Let us make your book and your dreams come true. Be a published author in 14 days when we custom ghostwrite your ebook. If you need an expert, allow us to handle your business writing and ebook. We are capable of creating ebook covers, websites, and all the content to go on it. Check us out at eWriterResources.com.
Loved ones, ready to finish that argument you knew you would win, but you croaked before you could prove your point? No worries. Adopt your Seance Sammy doll now. Set this yarn-made Sammy doll in the middle of the circle, and poof, your loved one transfers into the doll for you to do as you will. yell, hug, kiss, smack, or burn. Take him to the movies, sleep with him, talk over tea, drown him with a pocket full of rocks. Get your seance handy and begin your torturous healing today. And now, for those who prefer to talk to a female loved one that has passed, get your seance Sally. All seance Sammies and Sallies are subject to possession, and we hold no responsibilities for any and all mishaps dealing with a seance Sammy or seance Sally, including but not limited to burns, broken heart, measles, anal leakage, nightmares, and more. To claim your seance Sammy coupon, call 1-800-POSSESSED. Again, that number is 1-800-POSSESSED. Doggy, doggy, where's my bone box for your dog man? Keep your dog man entertained during your working hours with our new Doggy, doggy, where's my bone box? Inside each and every box is a cool, indestructible toy that either wiggles, wobbles, or screams bloody murder. Included is the heart of one's enemy and the tastiest of tasties, a baby liver. That's right. Keep your trash can intact, your cat alive, and your dogman happy with the new Doggy Doggy Where's My Bone Box. For a small monthly payment of $199.96, your dogman will be the happiest dogman ever on the 13th of every month with a new box of fun and yum. Start your subscription for your Doggy Doggy Where's My Bone Box now by calling 1-800-WHERE'S MY BONE.